This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Tyler in Mayfield is in the hot seat. Tyler, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If we are stuck in a tie, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions?
Let's do it.
Question one. The Oscars are coming up on Sunday night. Which film holds the record for the most Academy Awards won by a single movie?
Oh, man, I should know this. Titanic.
Question two. If I scheduled myself to have rhinoplasty, what body part is about to be worked on?
Your nose.
Question three. The song where the first verse is kissy face, sent to your phone, but I'm trying to kiss your lips for real. What song is that?
APT.
Question four. A book must sell how many copies before it can be labeled a bestseller?
1 million.
Final question. Before the Fresh Prince moved to Bel Air, where was he born and raised?
West Philadelphia. I know I got one.
Hold on, Tyler. Let's get Alyssa back in the studio right now.
Let's do it. All right.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
Tyler, you got more than one. You got 3 today.
All right. I'll take 3. That's better than I thought.
Very good. Thanks for listening to us this morning.
Yeah, of course. You guys are great.
Tyler's in Mayfield, Alyssa, and he just went 3 for 5 during Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Not bad, Tyler. Not bad.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So you need 3 to tie, 4 to win. Let's get into it. Question one. The Oscars are coming up Sunday night. Which film holds the record for the most Academy Awards won by a single movie?
Ooh, not my forte. I'm going to say Parasite. No.
No. Tyler answered Titanic, which I thought everybody would answer. It's actually The Lord of the Rings. I would have accepted that as the answer. Specifically, it's the movie The Return of the King.
That makes sense.
I did not know that, yeah.
Question two. If I scheduled myself to have rhinoplasty, what body part is about to be worked on?
Your nose.
That is correct. The song where the first verse is kissy face, sent to your phone, but I'm trying to kiss your lips for real.
That's our jam right now. APT.
Yeah.
Rosé, right. Bruno Mars.
All right, you both got that one. Question four. A book must sell how many copies before it can be labeled a bestseller?
Huh. I'm going to say 100,000.
Excellent answer. That is correct.
Wow. I'm surprised I got that.
Final question. Before the Fresh Prince moved to Bel Air, where was he born and raised?
In West Philadelphia.
Yeah. All right, so she got that one. Alyssa wins outright today, 4-3.
Oh, great job, Alyssa.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll take it. But don't you worry. We got a little something-something for you, too.
Awesome. I appreciate that.
Yeah, Tyler, you were a great contestant. We're going to set you up with tickets to see Big Time Rush this summer at Blossom Music Center.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you guys so much. My name is Tyler, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Amy in Cleveland, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. You're going to be next to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If you get the questions tied, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions, Amy?
Yes, I am.
So the Oscars are coming up this Sunday. The first woman to win an Oscar for Best Director was Kathryn Bigelow. What was the name of the movie she directed?
Wizard of Oz.
Question 2. Axl Rose is the lead singer of what band?
Guns N' Roses.
Question 3. Lake Erie is a great lake. How many Great Lakes do we have total?
5.
Our 4th question. The U.S. has the dollar. Japan has what?
Can't think of it. Sorry.
All right. Final question. It is the name of the TV show that follows the life of Jess as she moves into a loft with 3 men after a breakup.
I can see him. Sorry, no.
No answer?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, let's get Alyssa back in here right now.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
All right, so I have you down for 2 correct, Amy.
Okay.
Maybe these questions were really hard today. It's possible. I don't know. I'm a bad judge at this. I think they're easy. Everybody tells me they're hard. I think they're difficult, and you guys like get them like that. It makes no sense.
He can't find a happy medium.
No, there is none. This is Amy in Cleveland.
Good morning, Amy.
Hi, Alyssa.
All right, so Amy went, well, I'm not going to tell you how she did. We're just going to jump in with your 5 questions, and we'll tally it up at the end.
Okay.
Question number 1, Alyssa. The Oscars are coming up this Sunday. The first woman to win an Oscar for Best Director was Kathryn Bigelow. What was the name of the movie she directed?
I'm assuming it's not European Gigolo.
Oh, with Rob Schneider? No, that wasn't it.
I'm just going to... Titanic.
No, not Titanic.
I don't know anything about the Oscars, man.
It was The Hurt Locker. 2007, I believe?
Yeah, the only thing I know about the Hurt Locker is from WWE. If you know, you know. If you don't, I'm not getting into it.
Moving on to question number two. Axl Rose is the lead singer of what band?
Guns N' Roses.
Question three. Lake Erie is a great lake. How many great lakes do we have total?
Think five.
Question four. The U.S. has the dollar. Japan has what?
I don't even have a guess. When? Is it when? Yen?
You're on the right track.
Is it yen?
Yeah. Should I give you that point? I mean, you kind of answered
no.
After the buzzer. Your answer was when. I don't think I
know.
Can accept when.
I know. I got there eventually. That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
I'll take the buzzer for it.
All right. Final question. The name of the TV show that follows the life of Jess as she moves into a loft with three men after a breakup.
New Girl.
New Girl is correct. Alyssa, you had three today.
I'll take it.
Unfortunately, Amy only had two.
So, those questions were tough, Bill.
Alyssa wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge today.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. We've got something for you, too. Bill, you want to tell her what she won?
I was going to say Amy sounds a little salty.
I don't think she sounds salty. And even if she is salty, I think that this will put her in a better mood.
Amy, we have tickets for you to see Big Time Rush this summer at Blossom.
Oh, my gosh. My daughter's going to faint.
Oh, yeah. Your daughter's going to love it.
Awesome. My name is Amy, and I just flunked out of Melissa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.